Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
What's up, guys? It's Seth from Clear Shots, and today you're going to hear part two of our talk with Cass. Please enjoy.
Perfectly synced.
Close. Not even close.
So
we were gonna do the science globe.
We brought the Einstein coil out.
Don't do it. It's gonna be really annoying. All right, I'm just warning everybody right now. It's gonna be really annoying. It's on the.
You got, and when you touch it.
Oh my god, it's gonna be really annoying. Oh. Actually, it's not that bad over there.
Yeah.
It's still kind of annoying though.
Wait, it's on audio.
What? Audio mode. Oh my god.
Touch it and it changes the frequency.
Yeah. It's really fucking weird. That's science.
It's like a battery.
That's real science. Dude, you know what? I feel like in every movie, whenever you see a scientist, they've always got one of those things, right?
Yeah, why?
It doesn't make any sense. What are they going to do with it? Lick it. I mean, like, and they always have vials everywhere. It's like, I mean, I guess you could use vials, but it's just kind of stereotypical. You know what I mean? You're kind of a stereotypical scientist if you have a bunch of vials. And then those beakers. You got to have beakers. We should just set up a fucking lab, dude. I mean, we've already got half of it right there.
Yeah, all we need is beakers.
Yeah, we need beakers and vials. And then, like, green shit in them and stuff. And things that bubble. How come shit's always bubbling?
Yeah, are they always doing something?
They're always doing something.
There's I think
always...
they're just making wine.
Right. Yeah, yeah maybe. There's always an experiment being done. Like, it's like basically like Bill Nye the Science Guy. Like, if you watch Bill Nye... Anytime he's in the lab, it's like all those stereotypical like science lab things.
It's like obviously food coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to be wearing a white lab coat, otherwise it's, you're not a scientist.
But you gotta prove you don't spill things. That's the only way.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that why they wear white?
I just made that up.
It might be.
That, like.
It's yeah, maybe they so they know that if they got anything on them.
Who's the best scientist, you know?
Yeah. That's
who's
a good question.
Dirty scientist.
Hey, if
I wonder, like, how much Elon does. You know what I mean? Like, how hands-on he is.
If you lived in Star Wars, would you be on the Empire or the Rebels?
Well, it's wherever you were born, I guess. Really, it's where it depends. Like, it's.
Would you want to be Clone Wars era?
I mean, if you get to choose. I guess, I don't know. I'd rather be part of the Rebels, I guess. Well, no, I guess the Empire's pretty fucking, you're pretty, like, guaranteed to live for a decent amount of time with the Empire.
If as you're long a rebel, as you don't on live the on the Death Star, you're fine.
Right.
I just think it'd be sweet to be, like, a Jedi assassin.
Yeah.
Or, like, a Sith assassin.
I mean, the thing is, like,
fucked up armor and shit.
They're coming after you, though, you know what I mean?
You played The Force Unleashed, right?
Mm-mm.
You're living on the run.
Star Wars is still dope, even if you haven't played it. Mm-hmm. You should try it out, though.
Try it out.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're living on the... You're a fugitive, if you're a rebel.
I don't know. If you guys could live in a video game universe, what would it be?
Super Mario World's pretty cool. You can jump on turtles and shit. And
you can do that now!
Yeah, but they don't...
The Mata Tato.
I've never seen anybody jump on a turtle and then grab its shell and, like, spin it and throw it across the ground. It's actually, you probably could do
it's
it.
Pretty impressive, really.
Yeah, and then eat mushrooms and get bigger, you know? I mean, you think you get bigger, I guess. That's one thing.
Think you got extra lives. Like most when of my bones I've that I've broken in my body have been when I was tripping.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't go to the hospital.
Well, it's like when you
I'm tripping right now.
Well, you could also could eat flowers and then shoot fireballs out of your hand, which is pretty cool.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but in Mario World you could.
See, that's after you're already tripping.
Yeah. Right. Now, are we talking Super Mario World 3 or regular Super Mario World? Because with Super Mario World, there's the one with the cape and you can fly.
Yeah.
But then in 3, you could get the feather and then you have like the little tail and you jump around and fly. But you fly differently.
You're really tuned into Super Mario, aren't you?
Yeah. You never played Super Mario?
I have played Super Mario. That's why I wouldn't want to live there. What do you do?
Why not? You could jump up and down, hit blocks, and get coins for every block you hit. Think how rich you'd be. You have all kinds of coins because there's blocks everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that even the currency in the Mario world? I don't even know. Like, what is the currency?
What do you buy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't they have
all
RPGs,
the cool shit's
don't
out
they?
In the wild?
Don't you just
they
buy
have,
hearts?
They have RPGs in the Mario world, don't they? Like Paper Mario and Super yeah. Mario RPG and Mario and Luigi Brothers in Time.
Yeah. Like Luigi's Mansion. I don't what know. Sucks I think... is, though, if you're little Mario and you get touched by anything, then you're dead. That's what sucks. So just, you gotta get mushrooms. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody.
Be a plumber. Eat mushrooms.
Yeah. Such a weird fucking concept.
And kidnap a blonde woman.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like a fucking dinosaur turtle captured a princess, and you have to be, you're a plumber who goes and fucking... saves the princess? I don't understand the concept there.
Where would you want to live, Cass?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Could have called that one.
What race would you be? Would you be an elf or would you be a man?
Probably a man.
Be like Aragorn? Be like a ranger?
Yeah.
I'll be like fucking... Fuck. Wait.
I mean, it's one of them.
Shit.
Boromir.
No, who's Faramir. The... Nope. The guy from... Shadow of Mordor.
Talion.
Oh.
That was a fun game.
That's a wicked... You played that, right?
Yeah, the thing about that game, I never finished it because I felt like I was just doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it gets a little repetitive. Yeah. The like, Shadow of War gets a little better.
Really?
I need to get that still. I'm waiting for it to drop on sale.
Yeah, I like
and
the
now
idea.
You don't have to pay for those microtransactions. They got rid of all that. That's cool.
I like the idea, the nemesis system and all that.
Yeah. The graphics are wicked good. And
the second one is way better, too.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed.
It felt like a fusion of, like, Assassin's Creed and then also, like... Arkham. Yeah, like Arkham or, like...
Mad Max.
It's kind of open world, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun game. It's a... I like all the games... Like, you played War in the North, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like that all the games that are just brutal... versions of Lord of the Rings because that's all I've ever wanted.
That's definitely one of my favorite Lord of the Rings games is the War in the North.
Yeah.
Battle for Middle Earth 2 is pretty cool. It's one of those.
Was that the RTS?
Was that real time strategy?
Yeah.
Something like where you click on the army and
top
move
down,
over.
Yeah.
That one's
that was really fun. You build like trees so that you can keep getting more points to buy more stuff, and then you got to build like a fortress over here so that you can keep
like Command and Conquer
stuff.
Or whatever, like
StarCraft, like, WarCraft,
Halo Wars.
I beat that game. I've beaten almost every Lord of the Rings game I have.
Yeah, I didn't play that many of them. I played Two Towers on PS2. I think
that's a great
my favorite
game.
One for sure. My other favorite one used to be Lord of the Rings Conquest, and then I decided to play Cass in Lord of the Rings Conquest, and I realized that I'm a little bitch boy at Lord of the Rings Conquest.
I just choose Archer every time.
That was wicked fun. We were playing that one time where I was just like charging people off that giant bridge just over and over. Because it's literally, have you played that one?
No.
It's made by the same dudes that did Star Wars Battlefront, like the classic ones. But it's Star Wars Battlefront, but Lord of the Rings.
So you got Archer, you got a scout, you can be invisible and backstab people. You got a mage, so you can put up a shield wall so arrows can't get you, and you can heal people and yourself, shoot a laser and throw flames and stuff.
What is it, third person? Mm.
But when you're aiming and stuff, it's like first person.
Like,
it's pretty crazy.
Archer is my go-to.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never even seen that one, I don't think.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, it's wicked underrated, too, because I think you are the only other person I know of that has it. And I remember when I came over that one day, you guys were playing it. I was like, yup, okay, this is what we're doing for the next 2.5 hours. That's wicked okay.
The Third Age is kind of like a Final Fantasy VII turn-based RPG.
Kinda. Really?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Is that old?
It was GameCube era, so...
I never even heard of that one.
That one's fun. You just select... It's cool to just chill out because, like, when it comes to your turn, you could just be doing something else. And they're like, oh, yeah. Attack and boom. And but you gotta be, like, the higher level you get, certain things are, like, more prone to other attacks than others. And some of them, like, they'll cast something on you so you can't do anything for so many turns. And if you use this move, you'll get... 2 moves in the next coming up turn, but if you use this move, you only get 1 turn, and they'll be able to attack more and stuff. So, it shows you the turn.
It's basically Pokemon. Yeah. Basically Pokemon.
Yep.
I'm glad you mentioned Final Fantasy, because I'd probably just input me in any Final Fantasy game and let me be like a noble and just
one of them guys. Yeah.
One of the dudes.
One of those fellas.
Yeah. That reminds me, I probably should start up my Final Fantasy VII playthrough again, because I abandoned that like a motherfucker as soon as I started playing Counter-Strike again.
I just, like I said, I don't like the how long it takes to get through the beginning. That's what I'm dreading the most, is just sitting through the fucking beginning of it.
Yeah, especially 7. The problem I have with 7 is that I know how the story goes, but I want to finish like the first disc. Because as soon as you get to disc 2, the game is
They should just have like a speed mode. Go up, like plays it. If you were using an emulator, you could probably speed everything up.
I think the remastered versions that are on like PlayStation 4 and computer and phones and tablets and going to be coming to Xbox, they have a speed
toasters mode. And microwaves and all that. Yeah,
your fridge and shit.
Yeah.
That will be able to speed up. I think we talked about that with Dave. How you can, like, you can have it... You can actually skip the random encounter battles, too, and have it so you only fight bosses.
The important shit,
which is pretty sweet. Like, you only fight scripted enemies, and you level up accordingly.
Yeah, that's good for people.
War in the North is pretty cool, because you beat the game, and you can start the game over, but you still have all your same stats, and it's even harder. I'm having struggle even getting through the first level.
Yeah, I like when games do that. It gives you a reason to play it again, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys
did that with The Witcher?
Did you ever play the Mass Effect games?
No, didn't.
Really? Those are good ones. Just play the second one. You can skip the first one.
Kind of like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, like the whole big thing with Mass Effect was that each game you could, if you like, they were all on Xbox 360. So like, I had Mass Effect 1 and I beat it. And then when you get Mass Effect 2, you import your character. So it's the same character. You made the same decisions. Hmm. You have the same stats and everything when you start the second one. And then when you beat the second one, you import that same Commander Shepard into the third one, which was fucking sweet. Because it felt like you were actually going on this journey that took, you know,
That's what they should do. 6 or 7 years. You would think everything would do that, you know?
Yeah.
Or like anything that's continuous.
That's what I loved about, I think I talked about it before, the Fallout mod. The Tale of Two Wastelands, because you do all of it's Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, because they're on the same engine. And when you beat number 3, your character gets sent to New Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that's just the coolest shit, because it has all the same stats, same gear.
Yeah. I mean, Destiny was going to, like, they kind of did it, but they let you carry the same character over, but, like, you lose all your shit.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the game, right? Yeah. The Traveler, whatever.
But they tried to make it, like, a story. Driven thing where like the tower got attacked and all the gear was destroyed and shit.
Do I have a backup shirt here still? Because I'm getting warm.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. You probably have a million backup shirts.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah. He's got like a walk-in closet here.
I always get sweaty.
I was watching I don't know what I was scrolling through YouTube or whatever, and I came across your YouTube page.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I watched some of the, like, videos of CJ and Dervil playing guitar.
Yeah. Two guys, one guitar.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Man. I haven't seen CJ in so long.
They're both in Florida.
Both of them are?
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder how he's doing.
Both talk working to him like all? Electrical. Not in a while, no. Mm. I haven't. I've just been busy, and I never think to call him.
Yeah. Because last time I saw him, they were out on Bridge Street in that little place there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. That was, wow.
Probably 3-4 years. Probably 5 years ago, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird, because like I lived with him for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him every day, and then all of a sudden it was like, he's in Florida. So.
Yeah.
Who's that, Dervil?
Well, yeah.
And him CJ. Too, but CJ, yeah. Dervil's only been out there for a little over a year now.
Mike is about to fall out of the fucking thing. He just recently moved up there?
About a little over a year ago now.
Huh. Yeah, I haven't seen him in about the same amount of time.
Yeah, he turned redneck. It's cool, though.
Really?
Yeah.
He pulls it off really well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like one of those things. Some people do. Once you get a camo hat with the...
Lipper in?
Like, yeah. A camo hat, bend the brim as far as you can. As hard as you can.
You gotta put a hook
so
in
So it's
it.
A W yeah. almost or an yeah. M.
And then walk around with grizzly. When you have the grizzly in your...
Yeah, you can.
Then you're cool. Then you're cool. Yeah. Then you know you're cool.
I used to chew when I worked at Novelis because it was a lot easier than taking smoke breaks all the time.
I just blend all my food.
See, it's weird that they say chew because you don't chew it at all.
No, it depends on the type you get.
You can't. There's types that you can chew.
Yeah, you can get like chew, big right? full leaf and you yeah. can actually chew it.
It seems it seems like nicotine gum.
My dad was... driving me somewhere, and this guy obviously had a lipper in and spit, and my dad started laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing about? He goes, two dippers don't need to spit.
Yeah, I remember when I would do snooze, or not snooze.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, snooze.
Yep, I houses. Remember those.
Yeah. And there's those. People that just swallow that
that's
shit.
That's what I did.
Fucking
I would gut
gross.
It. But the problem is that the next morning you shit like a motherfucker.
Because it's little fiberglass.
Yeah.
I was always scared of swallowing it. That's why I never even wanted to do it, because I was told that you'd get sick as fuck.
Oh, my God.
I was
God,
like, fuck this, dude. And I don't know. I felt like it wasn't really necessary, I felt like.
And
it's also
it.
Gross spitting into a bottle all the time.
I liked it because the buzz you get from snooze was, it was just effortless. I'd put a lip in for just like 45 minutes and I'd be good for the whole day.
Yeah.
So I would spend like $6 on a can that had like 24 pouches or whatever, and I'd be good for like 2 or 3 weeks.
I've done it like twice. I was like, I don't even really.
Like, I remember Tim Phantom for my birthday jokingly bought me a tin of Grizzly. And I was like, yep, thanks. I don't have to buy cigarettes for a month now.
Wow.
Yeah. Because.
I mean, it's probably not good for your gums, I would say.
No.
Probably.
No, my cousin Gino.
If I had to guess.
My cousin Gino, I'm not sure if he still chews or not, but you can see how, like, it's wicked thin here.
Dude, it'll rot through your fucking mouth.
So like. Then it is bad.
Yeah, I would say.
It's way worse because you're getting nicotine and tar and all those chemicals and shit directly into your fucking skin.
Yeah, yeah, but just alternate sides, you know? Like, do one side
one
today
top.
And then. Yeah. Just do it the whole. You balance it out.
Yeah.
Why not just, like. Shave off some skin,
mm-hmm.
put it on, put some duct tape around it.
Right. Or just inject pure nicotine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Put it in your ears, you know?
Yeah, or your butthole or something.
Yeah.
It'll totally. Absorb pretty well in your butthole. I'm sure somebody's done that. Jammed
Why'd
a bunch
you look
of
at me
chew.
When I said, when you said
cause that. You've probably done it.
No, I don't put stuff in my butt anymore.
Oh. When was the final straw there? Was there something that, like, broke the camel's back and you...
So...
There had to be something, man. You put it in there and you're like, no, this isn't... I think I'm done with this. I think this is it. I think this is the last time.
Poop. I really do like nicotine, though. Like... I don't know.
Stop dodging the question.
I don't know how much you like.
Why are you avoiding the question, Jack Dorsey?
I'm not talking about what stopped me from liking things in my ass. Because obviously it's not a story I need the world to hear. Okay. All the world needs to know is that I don't put stuff in my ass to get off anymore, like, that's where it ends.
When you say nothing, like, I feel like the conclusion is going to be like, you got a dick in your ass. And then
no, it was not a penis. It was a foreign object. And I thought I could handle it, and it felt good for like a bit, and then it hurt, and then it hurt even worse getting it out.
Mm. It wasn't like a straight, was it curved or anything? <It's> not... I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, literally the bottom, dude. Why are you so interested in what I put in my ass?
I mean, it's, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you can't leave people hanging. That's all. You know, you're walking around.
You might die if you put nicotine up your butt, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, yeah.
Like, there's no filter.
No, that's why it's
way too bad. I'm on Reddit for, they have an LSD subreddit.
Oh, God.
And
LSD up the butt?
Yeah, there was this dude talking about how he'll buy, like, a 10 strip, and it will last him over a year because he'll do, like, half a tab and just shove it up his ass.
Yep.
I'm not okay with that.
See, you know, it's just those people. I don't know. You gotta.
The thing is that the chemical, like, there's no way to make it more potent, you know, because it's.
You just got to get it more condensed.
Yeah. You just got to get it in your system. Like,
yeah.
Once you put, you know, 100 micrograms of LSD right, in your system, no matter how it gets to you, it's going to hit you. It's not like beer or anything where, like, the method. I mean, I'm sure if there was a way to fucking inject LSD, it would just hit you instantly.
Right. I mean, well, the thing is...
I've heard stories from friends of mine that said that they were buying from this dude who had crystal acid rather than liquid.
Okay.
And he said that they were asking him to, like, prove that he could handle it. They were like, yo, put your thumb on it.
Right.
Touch it. Because, and then he said as soon as he put his thumb on it, like 10-15 seconds later, he was tripping his face off and didn't even remember the rest of the deal or anything. He said he just walked away.
Jesus. Yeah. No, that's my problem with LSD is that I cannot be around people when I'm tripping.
Right.
I don't like it. And I know, I think we talked about this before. I know you like to trip around people when you would do it all.
Yeah, like out at stage and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle that. When I trip, I shut everything off, my phone, social media, everything, disconnect, and it's just me and my brain for like 12 hours, 12 to 18 hours. I like finding, my favorite thing about it is like what I find to occupy myself with. Like, I think I was telling you that one night I did it, I stayed up for like 18 hours straight, and I was literally just watching like condensed versions of like Stanley Cup championship games. I thought you were
going to say like Lifetime Network or
I looked up condensed versions of like Stanley Cup finals games from like 1995 until the present day. Each one was like 20-30 minutes long. So I just sat there watching like hockey games. I don't even really like hockey anymore.
Yeah. You don't even remember the games.
The best one was when I watched The Godfather when I was tripping my face off after like 3 tabs, 4 tabs.
Yeah, I haven't done it. The last time I did anything was mushrooms at the fucking house.
And that was you two, right?
Yeah,
you
guys we built made couch forts.
Oh my god, fort.
Yeah, we actually had pretty good forts, honestly. We took every pieces of fucking, like, everything. Every bit of furniture that was in there.
We're like, CJ's room? Yep, we're taking these.
Yep. It all went down in the living room. It was pretty good, dude.
What'd you do? You just built the forts and hung out in them? Or did you, like, play
video games? We just kept building.
Yeah.
It was like Minecraft IRL.
We tilted, like, the couch, like, up on its side.
Yeah, it was, like, up and over.
Yeah.
Like, the back was the roof. We were really... Because, like, what was funny was, like, every time we thought we were done,
we'd
figure something out.
Yeah.
Like, there was a way to make it better. There's always improvements.
Yep. And then there's a bunch of stuff in the living room.
Yeah.
That one party.
Yeah.
That one party was ridiculous.
I think we've talked about this.
We definitely talked about it.
The one
that was
where...
the one that Graham and I came over to, and we saw a bunch of sketchy scumbag girls snorting shit in the bathroom. Yeah. And we left. Yeah. We went back to your dad's house.
Like, I don't even know how it happened. Like it was weird because like I just came out of my that's what it was. Like,
we were just so sketched out. Like we didn't even want to go upstairs and hang out with Seth. And then
I don't know how it happened so fast though. Like I came out of my room and everyone was there all of a sudden.
Yeah,
there was fucking like people in CJ's room like going through shit. And like stealing
there
shit.
There was like 70 people there.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck is going
Apparently there's beer bottles in the schoolyard and stuff. The elementary school. I was there and I was just like, yo, I'm going to go home. I can't take this. And then I was like, wait, CJ's at work. So I came back from my apartment at 10th Street.
Yeah. I don't think anything even happened. Like there was no cops or anything, I don't think.
No. Yeah.
As weird as that is.
Which is amazing for that neighborhood because that entire neighborhood, besides my parents, are fucking super miserable.
Dude,
like, they're
it's not like they are
super against any kind of get-together. Right. Like,
well, it's not like it was Wes's where it's like out in the, like where there's only a couple houses.
Across the street from an elementary school.
Yeah.
The next house is like this far away.
Yeah.
Because you're in a like packed part of the city.
Yeah.
That's crazy that no one was fucking calling anybody.
I even had a lady come over and ask me not to drum anymore past 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I had my drum set down.
Oh,
there.
That's right, yeah.
And so we made that the rule, like, all right, nobody past 7 or whatever.
Yeah, and then nobody was drumming, like, ever, because everybody slept till 3 in that house. Unless they had to work.
Yep.
Like, I still remember when one of my dad's buddies lived in that house, like, 2 years ago, that the neighbors would have a problem with him having a barbecue because there'd be too many people outside and it would distract them from their own get-togethers.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we have 2 dozen people over here. We're having a barbecue. Don't just fucking stare at us and scowl from across the street. Just come over.
Yeah.
Like, but they would just... Those people don't live there anymore, thankfully. But... I know exactly who you're talking about. It was like an older married couple. They were unreal.
Just assholes. That's what happens. Dude, it's just, I never got that. Like, I get, like, if you're loud in the day, so fucking what? It's the day. Like, noise ordinance is the only reason that you should be calling anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If it's past that, whatever time it is.
Yeah. Yep. Other than that, like.
Let people do what they want. It's fucking, it's free conch.
Yeah. I know. I never really. I don't understand that shit. Like, I remember when I lived on Van Buren, that like the downstairs neighbor luckily was my roommate's girlfriend, and then the houses all around us were decently far enough to where you know they didn't hear.
I mean, that's why
I
would like to live out in the country where there's literally
nothing
like...
nothing gets more crazy than a country party in upstate New York. Yeah. That's when shit goes down.
You can do
that's when
you
people
want.
Get. Fucked.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Right.
There's just...
That's where people develop
farm
a
parties.
Kink for
farm parties are crazy. Like, I think the drunkest, besides, like, Wes's house on Brandon Trail, the drunkest I've ever gotten is at, like, my aunt and uncle's or cousin's houses that live out in, like, Mexico.
Definitely like, every time I've been really drunk, it's out in the country.
Well, it's like you're outside and it's just like, wow, I don't have to be afraid of puking anywhere.
And it's just like you don't feel stressed. You don't feel like you're under pressure or anything.
Yeah.
And it's like if you have like 20 people around a fire and you're hooting and hollering and stuff, like no one's going to give a shit.
Because the next house is 100 yards away from you.
And there's and most of the time, the closest house to that party is at the party.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Like that's the legendary
part. Yeah. Because out there, it's weird because like their neighbors are still their neighbors, even though they're fucking way down the road. Yeah. Out like when you go out towards Camp Hollis and shit, like out in that area.
Like where the Berlins live on West Lake Road.
Yeah.
Those are the best fucking parties, like the best get-togethers.
Yeah.
You know, well, like there was the one Halloween party where there was only like fucking 6 of us, but we had 3 guitars out there, a fucking giant speaker. We're being loud as shit because the closest house is like a football field away.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're right next to the lake. You know, very relaxing.
My brother was saying the funniest thing to me. He's just like, yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of cleaning up puke in front of Botified all the time. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm getting so good at telling what people ate or drank the night before by the different... He's like, oh, you went to Callio's.
The different hues and the consistencies.
Oh, you had a rum and coke, and I was losing it. I was just like, oh, the way he was delivering.
I'm sure they get a lot of pizza and calzones up in that area.
Yeah.
And on the floor, you know.
And definitely fucking half-digested fucking Mexican food from that shitty fucking taco place on West First next to the bistro.
I haven't been there yet.
Don't go there. Do not go there.
Don't go there.
Why?
Don't.
What if they have good vegetable options?
They don't.
Really?
They could.
I'll go with you and I'll show you why it's bad.
Isn't it open till like 3 in the morning?
Yep. And there's a reason. Because the only people that are buying that food are the people that are ordering Mexican food at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You probably sounds... like it then.
Yeah.
It's fucked, dude. It's...
Disregard what I'm saying.
You guys been to the Taco Bell?
I haven't, actually.
Yeah. I just did the other day, and it was weird. There was like a huge
Was it still packed?
Yeah. The line for the drive-thru was. It was almost wrapped around the whole building again.
That's fucking hilarious.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go inside.
Yeah.
I go inside, and there's one of those screens where you select what you want and stuff. That was kind of freaky for me. I've never done one of those before.
I did one in, there was one at McDonald's when we went to Cedar Point. Like right by the hotel we were staying at.
When we went to that pit stop on the way from Buffalo, the Arby's was like that. You didn't go in. You guys were all sleeping. I fucking it's dangerous because I dropped like $24 at Arby's on myself.
And the thing is, with those, you can like customize everything so easily.
I got like 4 things from Taco Bell and it was like $11, and I was like,
that's actually not bad.
I was like, what? I was expecting to pay like almost 20 or more, and then like
so honestly, get? Like I just I'll pay
Crunchwrap, couple burritos, for and sure. some tacos.
Yeah,
Crunchwraps, and I mean, I never pay more than like $12 usually.
I always get the $12 or the $12 box, or whatever, the 12 taco box.
Ooh,
that works because then even if you don't eat all of it, it's like you still got 4 or so left.
Just give me 12 soft tacos and a Baja Blast.
Because everything there's the same thing; it's just wrapped differently or shaped differently.
What I usually do when I go to Fajita Grill, I just ask for a rice bowl with everything I want, and then I instead of getting chips, I'll just get tortillas. Like six.
I get the fajitas because they give you like 6 shells or whatever, and then you can just tell them to put whatever you want in the box, and then you just make tacos out of it.
Yep. I'm not sure if you get more with a fajita or a rice bowl because they're pretty much the same thing.
It depends on like if you get it like to go or you know like what they're putting it in.
My friend Allison and Swamp's girlfriend gets the deconstructed nachos. So she gets, it used to be on the menu and it's not anymore, but it's just nachos, but they keep the chips separate.
Do they construct them and then deconstruct them?
So you basically get like a taco, what do they call it?
Toppings.
Yeah, like the nacho, the nachos salad. Are together and then the taco, the nachos are together and the chips are separate. So you basically just have dip, like taco dip.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Taco salad is amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, I'd never tried taco dip until I was hammered at a party I wasn't invited to. this girl I was hanging out with at the time was like, oh, the bar closed, you know, it's midnight, the bar's gonna get packed and it's gonna close soon, my friend's having a party, let's go. And she brought me there, introduced me to everybody, and then she left a half hour later, so I was stuck there.
No.
And I was like, fuck, this isn't good. And then somebody brought out taco dip and I was like, yup, that's
I'm
game.
Staying.
They had like a big fucking thing of taco dip and 2 family size bags of Tostitos scoops.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and watched people play beer pong while I just drank the whole night away.
See, taco salad is dangerous though. Which one's like, taco even when it's salad? Cold, it's just like basically everything that's usually in a taco in a fucking.
Okay, so yeah, that's
like,
what
with,
it, that's
with,
what
like,
it was then.
With like nachos and shit, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, when it's cold, it's better.
When it's cold, it's ridiculous.
It's so good. Have you ever had that shit? Oh,
it's like you can't even stop, though. Cause
no,
it's
you
just
can't. Because
like,
it's just like each time you take a bite, you're like, oh my God, that was great. But
yeah,
oh man,
I need to fill my mouth with more of that.
It's just nonstop. It's just nonstop.
It's dangerous. You can't.
Mexican food is just great.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what really they're doing down there, but they got something figured out.
I mean, they're
out,
fucking, man. They're like, they're
they
like,
got it figured out. That's why they're running away, trying to get in here.
Yeah. They're like, we got to show you this.
Italians.
That's all it is. Like, they try our food. They just want to show us their food.
They're like, Italians. You're
gonna we're trying to build a wall to keep them out.
Vote for best food.
Yeah. And yeah, Italian pizza alone just wins it, you know?
Pizza and pasta.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have the tomato unless they discovered South America. The tomato wasn't discovered until right. South America was. Yeah.
And weren't potatoes not even native to Ireland until they explored the Americas and then they brought them back to Ireland and they realized that the soil there. That.
Some of those things are just hanging out, man.
I got it. Like, I want to say that that's like tomato, or not tomatoes, potatoes are from like the Americas and then they exported them all to Ireland and
potatoes are so weird, dude. They just look weird. And then when you see that, when you first discover it, you're like, what the fuck do I do with this thing? Because if you bite into it, you're like,
you can do anything with a potato.
Yeah.
This way.
But, I've when
eaten
you
raw
first
potatoes
dis-
before.
Really?
When I was like on an, I was out on an island in the middle of Lake Ontario.
Aren't they like super hard though?
It was pretty hard. It was like harder than an apple.
Yeah.
But like about that.
I mean, you could still eat it, but.
Yeah. It didn't taste good though.
No.
It didn't taste bad, but it didn't taste good at all.
Kind of like a, you like plums?
Yes.
Yeah, plums are good. I don't like pears, though. I
baked love potatoes pears. Are just fucking great. Even a baked potato with nothing on it works
fucking
well.
Twice baked potato. Now we're
those
talking.
Are ridiculous. I can't do those because they are fucking just...
They're so bad for you.
Yeah, they are wicked bad for you.
Or is it a loaded baked... No, what's... Yeah, twice baked is when you bake it, and then you scoop the potato out, and then mix it with a bunch of shit, then wrap it back in the skin. Yeah. Wrap
and
it back
put
in the
cheese
foil,
on top.
And put then you everything it. That's bad for you on it, basically.
God, what? Who invented Americans had? Americans oh, have great food, though. Like, I love when there's like a post on Reddit or 4chan that's just like people that don't live in America. What's your favorite thing about America? And all of it is just like, dude, who the fuck comes up with deluxe bacon cheeseburgers?
NASCAR, dude.
Yeah, NASCAR actually is one of them too because it's like a. Who the fuck did we talk about NASCAR?
NASCAR is American as fuck.
It was like, it was something we were talking about how
skateboarding.
Skateboarding is American, yeah. I was going to say, like, NASCAR is crazy because it's, like, when you look at it, it's so monotonous, but it's truly the most skill-based auto sport because everybody's on an even keel.
Yeah, and it's also designed for spectators to barely pay attention and just pound Bush Light.
Bush. Yeah, and then like fucking finger fuck Bush and a blue
right.
boy.
Yeah, 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 and that's how they develop their kink for being raped. Also,
we were finding out.
We found
all
the
ways.
Root. We found the root of all evil.
Yeah, I think
the
a couple
dick root
of these.
Of all evil.
I think a couple of these things could lead to that.
I don't know. Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
Yes.
I haven't. No.
Watkins Glen. Yeah.
How awesome
Watkins
was it?
Glen's got
to be pretty
cool.
I went two or three times, and the tailgate parties were pretty cool.
That's
I would like
trip.
Going to one of those.
I was a little kid, but
that's a road course. I'd rather see that road course.
And they got like the monitor in front of you, so when no cars are in front of you, you can see what's going on. Still,
it's just so weird being like this is what you see the entire time.
Have you ever been? Have you ever
and then
been?
That's it. And then you wait for a couple.
I
minutes.
Went to an Indy 500 before. That really? Was pretty crazy. The vibrations of those cars going 220 miles
those
an hour
cars are
or more.
Fucking insane.
Dude, whenever we talk about Indy cars, it's immediately one of us goes. Open wheel racing
fuck
is open fucked up.
Formula One now. Yeah. Formula One is like partially electric, and now they're like silent
that's
cars.
Nutty.
But
that's
then
nutty.
They actually added a thing that makes sound that's electric, so that people can hear when the cars are coming. Because otherwise,
they
don't know.
Do
they're just
like
gonna go.
Like they should do it like those like little
those,
toy sets.
Those, yeah.
The slot cars or whatever.
Yeah.
They're on like a track.
you
just
button.
Slow down a little bit in the turn so you don't fly off.
Those are fun.
Those are awesome.
I love the
they
ones.
They don't make toys like that anymore.
No, they don't.
No, they're all virtual fucking
I used to have, oh
shit.
My God.
I
used
to
have to the
say.
Charger Hot Wheels. Yep. They'd have like a little charger and you put it on the charger for a minute and it goes, and it charges up. And then you just set it down and it goes, missiles.
Oh, wow.
It's like all battery powered. It was so good.
I love the things at like the state fair and shit that are the... It's like the NASCAR cars, but you have the wheel here,
and
you watch it like overhead or
whatever. Oh yeah, that's wicked cool.
There, I
forgot about that.
Who does it? I think it's Oh.
The crisscross crash was the fucking shit, too.
Yeah.
It was like an X or a figure eight.
Yeah, with the X.
Yeah, I'd go and backwards. It would just boost them through.
I'd try to go backwards on the lane.
Yeah. I was going to say, there was like a... There was a wicked cool thing. I can't remember where we went. It was like a state fair. I can't remember if it was New York or Pennsylvania, or if it was like
we should do a Hot Wheel thing.
Beyblades,
Knobles. There was some place that I went with my family, and they had a thing that was like, it was you stand around it, and every race is like 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and it was like NASCAR cars, mm-hmm. and you would like bet tickets on the cars, and it was all randomized, like that fucking Mario Party mini game, you hop into a random vehicle and then maybe you'll win. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember my grandpa spending a ton of time literally just betting tickets on these fucking fake NASCAR cars that were all random. And, like, he was just gone for, like, an hour and a half. And then he showed up with a bunch of fucking stuff.
I think they have ones at carnivals that are just random with, like, horses on a track or whatever.
Yeah, it's just like that. It was just like that, but with NASCAR.
Yeah. I always think it's more fun to have the water guns that shoot at the target.
Yeah.
Those are the fucking
They
best.
Should have them move more because it's too easy.
There's got to be one that's like the horses, but you shoot the water as it goes.
Really,
right?
All that comes down to is who's aiming directly at it right at the start.
Yeah.
If you're off at all and you have to adjust, that's it. It's over because that someone else is already perfectly aiming at it.
Mm-hmm. Carnival games are fun, but they're a fucking scam.
They're meant to be a rip. Like the fucking throwing the ring at the bottles and shit, that never works. I've done it once.
Yep. Ever. I've done it once. I got the goldfish.
It's pure luck. Yeah, if you get the goldfish, that's...
Oh, I like
that. They don't have silverfish and bronzefish, though.
Don't talk about silverfish.
They give you silverfish.
We fucking went in about silverfish for like a half hour. Not even. We went in about...
Oh, God.
For like an hour on silverfish last week.
They're like the grossest thing.
Yeah. And house centipedes.
Upstate New York.
Are there bronzefish, though?
Smothered, goldfish. Smothered by, was it smothered in or smothered by silverfish?
Smothered.
Smothered by silverfish? Yeah, because the album cover was going to be a silverfish with a pillow on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the band that Cass is making.
Yeah.
Smothered by silverfish, and it's just a giant silverfish smothering like Obama. He's giving a thumbs up.
Yeah, the creepiest thing.
You know what my favorite one is, and I always win it. It's the carnival game where they guess your age, and they have to be within like 3 years, because I look like I'm in my mid 30s, and my sister looks like she's 11. So we'll go up to it, and then they'll be like, "Oh, this is a man with his young daughter," and then they're like, "You're about 37 years old," and I'll pull out my ID, and I'm like, "Nah, bitch, I'm 20.
I just, as soon as I have a kid, I'm just going to give him a fake mustache and do that and just beat all of them, because there's no way they're guessing it. He could just be a midget.
You got to give him like a fake Hitler mustache.
Yeah. They ain't even going to want to guess at that point. Are they even allowed to? Don't they have ones where they guess your name and shit? How the fuck are they ever going to do that?
The ones that I know of, they guess there's one that it's your age, there's your weight, and then your...
And then next to it is the hammer thing. Always. The hammer thing's always right next to it. Because it's one guy that runs both of them.
Yeah. My dad was telling me about the hammer thing, and it's about how...
How you hit it, not how hard you hit it. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I'm really close to getting the one at the Ren Fair. Really
close. You like, do it every
practice?
Year.
I try to, yeah. I've like barely dinged it, but I didn't like bing.
Yeah.
I was like, tick.
I love when the big buff dude goes up to it and just fucking blows it every time, because he does not understand that it's not pure strength.
No. Technique, just like arm wrestling.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's about finesse.
Derek Thomas. Did I tell you guys he broke somebody's arm? Arm wrestling?
Oh, okay. I don't know Derek Thomas. I know the old linebacker.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a football player.
Yeah, he played for the Chiefs.
He could be a football player. He's like 6'3" or 4 or 5 and like
he
250
broke the arm
plus.
This way, like back?
Broke their arm up here.
Right.
Towards like their bicep, and fucking it snapped up there because of the torque he had.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
That's why they put the, in professional arm wrestling, they had the pads on each side.
It was just the amount of torque he had. That's he was going crazy. Against somebody that was, like, smaller than me. and broke their arm. Actually, probably about the same size as me.
But. There's got to be rules to, like a professional arm wrestling tournament. Yeah. Well, like, you can't curl your hand, like, a lot of times, because that gives you leverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that that's a fucking competitive thing.
Yeah.
Leg wrestling's funny as shit, too. What the...
Have you seen, like, the type of MMA that, like, looks like they're about to arm wrestle, but they just start punching each other over the table? They're both hands are tied together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just allowed
kicking
to
over the table and stuff. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Then doing, like, an arm bar with the table. Like, breaking his wrist over the fucking table.
That seems so dangerous. Yeah. It's so barbaric. It's like, you might as well just fight.
I've seen different versions where, like, their left hands are tied together or their right hands are tied together. So I wonder if it's, like, both of them, like, yeah, we're going to fight with
our
left hands.
It's just an agreement.
Arm wrestle with the right so that then you're still trying to get the person like this and pinned in a sense.
Yeah.
But they can't punch as good.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just a weird thing. It's like you almost just would rather just be
There's
allowed
dudes
to
that
do
are
whatever.
Knocked out and they're still like tied to his hand and they're trying to like untie their hands and stuff.
They tie it with rope or something. Just tie it all up.
I think it's like a glove that like and then
just grabs them both.
Ties.
Yeah.
My pee smells like coffee so bad.
Yeah, every time I have a coffee, it's like
dude, it
the
smells
next
like
time I pee
beans.
Yeah.
Like,
I had coffee last time. It was like December 4th last year.
And that was the last time?
Yeah.
Do you have caffeine ever?
Not really, no. I don't drink soda, really. And
I don't either, but...
It didn't really make me feel good. I don't eat first thing in the morning. No. Like, I'll wait.
Oh, dude,
dark.
There's people that'll wake up and drink a Pepsi. It's like, fucking God, give your stomach a second, dude.
Yeah.
Like, hang on. There's people that will drink 2 liters. It's fucking crazy.
Like, I wake up, I have a bottle of water, because I keep a case of water in my room.
That's good.
I have a bottle of water while I get ready for the day, take a shower, shower, shave, brush my teeth, and then by the time...
Why do you shave after you shower?
Because it gets your hair filed. Wait, what?
Why do you shave after you shower?
Because it gets your face softer. I use a safety razor. And if my skin isn't exfoliated and soft, I fucking slice my face up, make it hard.
Hmm.
You don't use a safety razor to shave? No. You don't shave. Neither of you guys shave.
So, shave my head.
Yeah. Well, you use the Norelco.
That's an electric razor.
We use the same razor for our heads. I don't use it as often as you do, obviously.
Right.
But.
It's so do you shower with the bottle of water or do you drink the bottle of water?
No, I finish the bottle of water. I have a whole routine. I finish the bottle of water before I...
You just get in the bathtub and pour the bottled water?
No. I finish the bottle of water usually I'll wake up, I'll open up YouTube, and whatever the first Joe Rogan clip is on my YouTube home screen, I listen to. And then I try and get my whole outfit ready for the day and finish that whole bottle of water before that clip is over. And then I get in the bathroom, and once a week, iTunes makes me a custom playlist of, like, my favorite hits or whatever. It's, like, 25 songs. So I'll just put that on shuffle, get in the shower. Or no, shit, shower, shave, and then brush my teeth. And then usually by then it's, like, 7:30. I don't leave for work until 7:45.
And, how did we get into, like, your morning routine?
And then you're talking about coffee. You're talking about how people drink Pepsi when I wake up. And then usually by 8 o'clock, I don't really get the freshness in my breath anymore from brushing my teeth. And then I brew cold brew coffee. So I slam a glass of cold brew coffee, eat an apple, brush my teeth again, and then I go to work.
Wow.
It's a good routine. Works pretty well. The problem is, as soon as I eat lunch, I crash like a bastard.
I hate eating lunch, dude,
because every time I eat lunch, I want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And my lunch is simple. I eat half a bologna sandwich and a bowl of Chex Mix.
Right. You got to get Smuckers on Crustables. That's what you got to do.
That's actually a good idea. I did, however, realize how amazing Chex Mix is.
Yeah, it is.
It's like I get pissed now when I can't find Chex Mix because I can't stand chips anymore. They're too greasy. Mm-hmm. I've been eating just Chex Mix for the past like 2 weeks. Like if I need a snack, yeah. A bowl of Chex or almonds, like fresh almonds, like without salt or anything on them.
Yeah.
Man, like walnuts are pretty good too.
Yeah. Like
cashews.
My Aunt Liz is
in the king of all is pistachio.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
My Aunt Liz has her desk is right next to mine in the office. So like throughout the day, we'll eat like, you know, almonds, pistachios. She's got pretzels. I don't like pretzels because they just make me drink too much water.
Right.
And I'll
nuts. I'm going to be thirsty as shit too. Though, most of
but they're not salted.
You can get unsalted ones.
I mean, you can.
They're all unsalted. You ever have an unsalted almond, like a raw almond?
It's better,
I think so, yeah. They're so good. Like, it's fucked up.
I accidentally got salted last time, and I was like, it's okay. I can take it.
You can do it. You just eat less of them.
Yeah. But, no, we just finally got a Keurig in our office, and we have a box of Dunkin' Donuts French roast coffee.
Mm.
And the coffee mug I use is 16 ounces. And so at, like, 1 o'clock, I brew 16 ounces of coffee. Well, probably not 16. 12 ounces that way, and then I drop an ice cube in, and then every time I yawn I take a mouthful of coffee, and that lasts me the whole day.
Have you guys
I have this routine down to a science.
Urban mates or whatever.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Like that urban mate.
I brought it over a few times. It's like a tea that's like supremely dense in caffeine. It's like that yellow and green can. It says yerba mate on it. I fucking plugged it on a podcast.
I never had them before, but when I was driving across the country, like around January 1st, I started like passing out, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to drink one of these, start sipping on it, still like passing out. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to chug it. And I chugged two, and I was.
It's almost immediate.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I have seen that.
Yeah.
That shit. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you should just get Smucker's Uncrustable. Honestly.
So yeah, yerba mate is great. Christy showed it to me actually.
Okay.
Because I asked her to like pick me up a Monster or something. She's like, oh no, we have yerba mate in the fridge, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I was excited. I thought it was like a drug that I never heard of before.
It is.
And it basically is. Yeah, it gets you wired. Another good thing too is ginseng, like just ginseng supplements, way better for you than caffeine.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get you hyper. It gets you focused.
Yeah, the thing about caffeine is it like gets you hyped up for like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
Unless you're drinking an espresso or something. But yeah, like after that, it's like you're just back to... You're not any less tired.
No.
You're just doing things more because you're more active.
Yeah. Like the optimal thing that I would do would have been like I'll wake up, take a B vitamin, a magnesium pill, and a ginseng pill, and then a glass of water. Then start my day.
I haven't taken vitamins in years.
Yeah, since Flintstones, dude.
I take the
Flintstones chewy.
I don't take them anymore. I used to take men's gummies. One a day.
Yeah.
They do gummy vitamins for adults.
Well, I used to do the Flintstones chewable ones or whatever. They basically were just sugar is what it felt like.
Yeah.
But it was all vitamins, so.
One time when I was a little kid, I like ate the whole bottle because I wanted candy, and my dad found me on the counter and was, what are you doing?
I mean, it's basically
that
candy.
That's terrifying.
But you were loaded with vitamins though. Yeah,
that's why you were able to skateboard across America.
Because when you were in your developmental
stages, you ate a bottle of Flintstones vitamins. You're just like bench pressing the countertop, like you're just flipping the car over, like fuck you, Dad. Give me my Uncrustables.
Cass wants Uncrustables.
Okay,
Kevin used to give me shit for not toasting the Uncrustables.
Whoa,
putting
I've never
in the toaster.
That.
Wait a minute.
He said that they're way better in the toaster. And actually,
he was kind of right.
You just can't do it for too long.
Do it just the lowest setting. That's what I do for Pop-Tarts.
Just give it like a little...
That's a thing. Why don't they make peanut butter and jelly Pop-Tarts? Do they?
They might.
I bet you they do.
But my other thing was, do you remember grilled cheese Uncrustables?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, so it's not a fucking...
I think we did look it up once.
We did look it up, and I was right.
And they don't anymore.
No,
they
don't
make them anymore.
There's a petition.
There's a petition, really?
There is a petition to bring back grilled cheese and Uncrustables.
Against them.
Keep them away.
Our kids don't need this. Because, I mean, by nature, they're kind of like a lunch food. But really, like, I don't know. I feel like
it's unnecessary. Thing is, if I had a box of grilled cheese on Crostables, that would be all I ate until they were gone.
Right.
That's why I don't buy Hot Pockets in bulk anymore. Because I'll be like, oh, I'm hungry. And then I'm like, I'm not going to make anything. I'm just going to cook a Hot Pocket.
Right. I'm not going to make less than 5 Hot Pockets.
No, dude, yeah. I know.
Half the bag.
I know. Like, I'll buy a bag of like 50 Totino's pizza rolls, and yeah. I'll count out 25, and then I'll have 25, and then the next day I'll have the other 25, and the rest of them are gone.
Yeah.
I microwave them though. I'm weird. I don't like them in the oven.
It's quicker. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't like them in the oven. I microwave them and then I pull them apart, and by the time I rip them all in half, I just pop them all, and then they're gone.
I was just imagining them putting them in like spaghetti.
That could work too.
Yeah. It's yeah, my cousin Nick, when he makes pizza rolls, he like covers them in or dips them in marinara sauce. Not yep. covers them.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. Breadcrumbs or something, you know. You could really figure some shit out.
I think I'm going to try that sometime.
Yeah. Put some macaroni and cheese in it.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking.
One time I made pasta with lasagna noodles. It was pretty cool. It was hard to eat, but it was pretty cool. It's the right amount of noodle. Yeah.
My favorite,
I recommend breaking them.
What's the hardest food to eat? Like, there's shit that slips off your fork. You know what I mean? There's some shit that's elusive.
Butter.
Butter. Just pure butter.
I was going to say, my favorite thing is just any type of stovetop mac and cheese, but the cheese is liquid. Or not liquid, but it's like a...
In the pack.
It's in a package, but it's not powdered.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, it would be like a liquid.
So liquid, yeah.
Gelatin on liquid
form thing. You don't need to add milk or butter or anything. But if you're going to do it with the powder instead of milk, do cream cheese.
Ooh, yeah. They do something like that down at Global. Yeah. They use like cream cheese for their cheese.
If you use, see, they got it figured out.
Well, use cream cheese for your like your base or whatever.
Somebody told me cottage cheese too.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that.
I don't
like
cottage cheese or cream cheese, but I'll put
that in my macaroni. I started to recently.
Cottage cheese?
Yeah. I haven't had cottage cheese in long enough to know.
I'm pretty sure
I don't like it, but I feel like if I tried it again, I'd be like, it's okay.
Cottage cheese is another thing like pineapple, where anybody I know that likes it loves it, and they'll eat it with anything. Like, my dad will have, like, slices of apples, and he'll dip it in cottage cheese.
Yeah.
But
it's mostly like that's the case with blue cheese and shit, too, though.
Like, but I like ricotta, which is weird.
True.
Ricotta is one of my favorites, and it's the same consistency, right?
Yeah.
Not quite.
It's similar.
But it's almost, but...
Yeah, it's got, like, the puffiness to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put... Oh, my God. My dad, when he makes homemade pizza, he'll have the crust right on the outside, obviously. But right before the crust, he'll have, like, a little strip of ricotta cheese outside the crust.
Right.
So then you eat the whole pizza, and then you're just like, oh, I got ricotta cheese and a little bit of sauce and then a breadstick.
I did stuffed crust pizza with ricotta cheese one time. And then what I did for the sauce, I got angel hair, and then I mixed it up in the sauce that I was using, which was a rosé, which is just Alfredo and marinara together.
Yeah.
But I covered the noodles in the sauce. Then I put the noodles on it. Then I put the cheese on it. It was super good.
That's like carving up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, just straight carbs and cheese. Up. That's how you survive as a vegetarian, kind of. Just carbs.
Yeah, they should make pizza with the crust on the inside instead of on the outside.
I thought of this one thing. What if you got like
a piece...
I almost
fucking choked.
You get a piece of pineapple.
I thought he was going to say something eloquent. He's like, they should do pizza with...
It's like just a little circle on the inside. It's like a donut.
It's just a fucking stromboli, you fuck.
I had this idea.
Or like bruschetta. Like bruschetta.
No, a stromboli is just folded over. That's all
it is. You get a piece of pineapple, but you cut it like a shape of a pizza slice. And then you wrap it in dough, and then you put the sauce and cheese on top.
Can Danny and I switch lives for like a week? Like, just be like, you gotta be Jake for a week.
I don't cook that much at home. I just come up with these ideas.
She can sleep in my bed. Just she's gonna itch. She's gonna itch when she's done. Like if you, what is the thing that Tom Segura says? He's like, if you sleep in a hotel room after I'm in there, shit is gonna itch on you. That's my bedroom. Like, I can't believe I'm advertising my my bedroom is that, but yeah, like yeah. So she can just sleep in my bed. She can stay there.
Doesn't seem like a fair exchange. I got everything you need.
She'll have a nice laptop. She'll have an Xbox. She'll have a case of water, and you know, granola. Right.
Like, and a straight razor.
She'll be okay. A straight razor. No, a safety razor, not a straight razor. I'm not a savage.
I mean, you could use a straight razor.
Yeah.
Those are fucking rough, man. Some people can use it though. You know how? Have you ever seen Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, that's why I fucking sometimes hate going to the barber. Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna cut everybody's throat with a.
I love how exaggerated the blood is in that movie.
Yeah,
it's like, like it shoots off like a fucking science fair project.
It's a cool concept. I really like that concept. It's just people get turned off to it because it's a musical.
Yeah, you know? Which is
the story is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's a dude like getting revenge on a dude who fucked him over by disguising himself as a barber. Yeah, and he just slaughters a bunch of people.
Then his wife bakes all the bodies into pies. You've seen it, right?
Nope.
He kills all these people and has a chair that he just like drops their bodies down into the basement. And the downstairs of his barber shop is a meat pie like shop. And she just uses all of the meat and serves it to people in pies
to get rid of all the evidence.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty hardcore.
Dwindling customers.
Yeah. People start disappearing.
That's a guy that's fucked up, though, is Johnny Depp. Did we talk about Johnny Depp?
I heard he has way too many houses.
Yeah, we talked about this with Cody about a year ago.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he has 13 or 14 houses.
Yeah. And he's best friends with Doug Stanhope, which is the only thing I envy about him.
Yeah. Well, he's probably been in those houses once. Probably each one once and lives in one of them. Because there's no
imagine
way you
if,
have 13 houses.
If you lost
you.
Something and you're like, fuck, what house did I
Yeah, live? Yeah. Shit, where's my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in my fucking Colorado house.
Yeah.
Buy a new one.
Yeah, I mean, he probably has fucking 16 of them.
Probably has somebody following around that is his phone.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like installed in his brain already.
That's why he's crazy.
Yeah. He's just a guy. I feel like he's just one of those dudes that spends way more than he needs to. I feel like that's a thing. Like, that's a symptom of when you get
that
past
rich.
That $1 million mark, you start paying for... I don't think they recognize how much things cost, and it adds up over time. And then eventually they look at their bank account, and they're like, oh, shit, wait, what's happening here? And they also have payments that they don't look at nowadays. Like when your credit card's on shit, it just gets charged automatically. They probably have things like that that reoccur, and they don't fucking
recognize
it. Dude, that
fucks me up, and I'm good with my money. Yeah. Like, I'll like look at my bank account in like the morning, and it'll be like, oh,
it's all automatic.
Like, you know, I'll have whatever in my savings, and right. I'll keep like $100, $150, and then I'm like, oh, okay, so I bought, you know. I bought...
And in your head, you have X amount of money, but
yeah,
actually
exactly.
it's like $40
oh,
less.
You know, I bought a bottle of like, Angel's Envy, and then I bought, you know, some mixers, and then later in the day, I went to Groffalo's, and I got a sub, so that's $25.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Then you look at it,
3 days,
like,
3 days later, it'll be, like, yeah. D&D, and
it's
I
like
check
Hulu,
my phone,
Netflix.
And it's like, oh, I have $15 in my account.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the fucking way she goes.
Fucking way she goes, boy.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, fuck.
That's what I liked about my old bank was that every time
it was right there.
If anything about my old bank was every time my card was used, it would text me and let me know what was being charged out of it, so I could keep up real time. But now with OCFCU, I gotta log in, and it takes.
See, I was gonna switch to them, and because they have like
the Roundup.
Well, also you can snapshot your check. And stuff like that.
Yep.
But then Empower decided to get that like the week after I was about to switch.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh,
do they have the Roundup program though? Because that's the best part.
I did like that. Yeah. I never like used it long enough to do that. But
if you make $1,000 1,000 times, you got $1 million.
Yeah, all you have to do is make $1,000 a thousand times.
Yeah,
so but if you make $1,000 a day for 3 years, you got $1 million.
Yeah. So we should just do that.
But if you... but
what are we doing here?
If every payday you buy a Garofalo sub in 3 years,
right,
you have high cholesterol, which is what my goal is. Because I
thought you were
going
to say amount of money, but you just said high cholesterol.
I exclusively get the either Italian mix or the cheeseburger sub,
huh,
which apparently still blows people's minds, the concept of a cheeseburger sub.
Yeah, like what?
I didn't know. I really didn't know they had them there until you said them.
Taco. It's a giant taco.
Yeah, it's literally like there's just something.
Wait, is it ground beef or is it actual cheese?
Okay, ground beef.
So it's a taco.
Yeah, so you just get a sub roll. You get ground beef. Actually, I think at Garofalo's at sub shop it's ground beef, but at Garofalo's it's a patty for the sub.
Okay.
And then they put all the toppings in it.
That's how they should do it.
Yeah, that shit's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically that's just a cheeseburger in a different shape.
After you eat that, you feel like you just conquered a city. Like, I feel like Genghis. Like, I get a cheeseburger.
I would think you would feel lethargic.
You know, the Sweet Inspirations up in Fulton?
Oh, yes.
They have the Bubba Burger Challenge, which is like 3 half-pound patties and 4 pieces of bacon between each patty and cheese. And
I haven't been there in so long. Like, that's the one out by the lake.
I thought it was servings just cakes and shit.
Yeah. And
I thought they just did cakes.
Don't they do ice cream pastries and shit? That's the only reason I went there, I think.
They do have an ice cream place right there, but like the other part is a restaurant.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's been wicked long. Holy shit.
And it's a cool food challenge if you guys like want to do like a pound and a half burger.
That's what you need is food challenges.
Yeah.
Yep.
Vinny and I went to the press box the other day, and he got like the, I don't know what the fuck it was called. It was like the big, it was like the press box burger, whatever the fuck it is. And it was a 16-ounce burger with bacon in the works. And this thing was literally like, it had to have been like that big around.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Even the Ruby Tuesday, the Colossal Burger is pretty big too.
The best thing at Ruby Tuesday, it's the only thing I ordered, the Smokehouse Burger.
Mm.
It's a cheeseburger with lettuce and tomato. And then it has onion rings,
mm-hmm,
and then it's slathered in barbecue sauce, and then you get bacon on it.
Yeah.
And then all the cheese is melted around the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the key. Yep. Melt the cheese around.
But you got to pay the extra $2 to get the prime beef or whatever, because I did it once without like the premium beef there. Dog shit.
You got
to
get the premium.
Like if you're listening and you're like, I want to go to Ruby Tuesday, get a burger. If you're going to get a burger at Ruby Tuesday, pay the extra $2, you fuck, because you'll love it. Trust me. Tell him Jake sent you, and then, well, not me. Tell him a different Jake sent you.
What else are you going to do with the $2? Get the salad bar?
They got noodles on
however,
the salad bar now.
Yeah,
dude.
I was going to say, the salad bar Ruby Tuesday is actually clutch as fuck.
Noodles?
I replace my...
I should just get noodles.
Yeah, like, that's what I want to do. Just go there for salad bar and just eat noodles on noodles on noodles.
You can replace your side with a salad bar. You can either get, fries and green beans, fries, or you can get a salad bar. And the salad bar is legit. Like,
no, you just get double fries.
Yo, one time when I was working there, I was cleaning up the salad bar, picking everything up, and at the end there's the balsamic
and
vinegar.
And there's a human torso in the balsamic vinegar.
There's the balsamic in the oil, and I was wiping off the very end of the counter, and the rag whipped around my hand. And I was holding something in my left hand, and it hit.
Not anymore, you're not.
It hit the bottle of balsamic, and it's in a glass wine bottle, and it falls off of the edge. I pick my right foot up, and I caught it as it's, like, going, and it still kept tilting towards that way. And
that's
then
hacky
I,
sack skills.
And
there.
Then I scoop my foot to the other side, and then it equaled it out, and then I like teeter-tottered it all the way down to the floor, like for a second or so.
Yeah, you like rocked it to sleep.
So because it was about to fall off both sides, and only a tiny little balsamic got on the floor, and that stuff smells so bad. It'd be so bad if that broke. I'd have been fucked.
Yeah.
Picking it up.
How long did you work at Ruby Tuesday for?
I worked there for 2.5 years or so. 2 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I enjoyed working there. Everything except the burgers and steaks, though, is microwaved.
They're microwaved?
Everything except the burger and steaks.
Oh, okay. I was about to fucking scream.
The ribs, they'll just... Somebody was telling me... It's in plastic wrap already.
Well, Allie, you know Allie Bush, right? Yep. She was telling me about that. How...
I worked with her, too. She was cool.
Yeah, she's fucking awesome. Shout out to Allie.
She's all right.
But yeah,
Well, somebody's got to have a contrary opinion here.
She told me, like, we can't all agree on put on everything. like a conveyor belt sort of thing, right? Or whatever.
Yep, the impinger.
Yep.
They do that at Domino's so that it's cooked the same temperature every time.
That makes sense. Unless you do get it well done. Well,
you have to get it well done.
Then they just send it through again.
Again, yeah.
I knew it. I got everybody on that. The fucking well done craze for Domino's.
No, I don't do it.
Yeah, because you're a fucking pussy.
It's fucking stupid. I don't want my shit dry.
It's not dry!
It dries it out, man.
I ask them not to put the butter crust on.
That's really? That's the other thing that I'm on to is because it makes your fingers and shit so greasy. Mm-hmm. And like the crust itself is just good.
And you can get provolone instead of the mozzarella. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you can get provolone instead of mozzarella.
How do you do that? Just put it in your special request?
Yeah, I like to call them so that I tell them what I want, but I hate doing things online. But you can do that. You know, have you ever gotten the pan pizza?
Yeah.
That's half provolone, half mozz.
That makes so much sense because the pan pizza is the way to fucking go.
Yeah, I always get the 2 pan pizzas.
Yeah.
And then... Eat them both.
They're That's the problem with Domino's is that, like, when
MSG in there.
Yeah. When we play D&D at Brian's, we get Domino's 9 times out of 10. And we usually order at, like, 8:30. Except for the one time when we got it super late because I ordered it on my phone and I gave them my house instead of Brian's house. Yep. And they refused.
And we had to get a hold of Lon and all this shit.
Yeah, it ended up being like 1.5 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And for some cold pizza.
It was actually it was actually pretty consistent.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Yeah, which was weird. I was kind of skeptical about that.
I think they faked us out. They didn't really go there.
But, yeah, we will get it, and then it'll be like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, oh, I'll have, like, 2 or 3, like, oh, I ate dinner before I came to Brian's. I'll have, like, 2 or 3 slices, and then immediately it's like, oh, this whole pizza's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'll have 1 slice left, and I'll just be like, I don't want it, and I'll leave the whole slice.
The thing with that gluten or MSG that's in it, it turns off the part of your brain that tells you you've had enough to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why when you eat, like, Chinese food or whatever, after you get full, 20, 30 minutes later, you eat the rest of it.
Yep. And then 20, 30 minutes later, you're hungry again.
Yep. Yeah, I remember you and Danny gave me a whole rundown about MSG. Actually, it might have been you, Danny, and Tarzan were teaching me about MSG because I had idea what it was about. That would have been, like, one of our philosophical, but, like,
you
guys
want to know about MSG. Have a seat.
Like, I just walk in, like, you and Tarzan are playing RuneScape, and it's just like, what's up, Jake? I'm like, oh, not much. I just got Domino's earlier, and you're just like, you ever heard of monosodium glutamate?
It's like Joe Rogan when it comes to DMT. He, like, can't wait to tell everybody about it.
Dude, my favorite thing that I saw recently from Joe Rogan, I watched the podcast with Forrest Griffin or... whatever the fuck his name is, the guy that was on the other day. They were talking about there is in the jungle a newish, like, subspecies of chimpanzee that exclusively hunts big cats. Whoa. And they fuck them up. Wow. Like, they'll scare the big cats, like jaguars, into trees. And then they'll coordinate attacks and throw shit at them. And then when they jump out of the tree, they fucking all pounce and just rip them to shreds.
Right.
And it's getting to be a problem because... there's less and less jaguars in the jungles and shit.
They're like, you know what? This is starting to be a problem here. Like, when do you recognize
that? That's crazy to me because there was a documentary... do you know Alex Brightbeck, right?
No.
You know Alex Brightbeck. No.
I know Alex Jones.
Okay. Well,
he's cool.
I work at the manor with Alex. Wicked cool guy. He's a lot like
a twin.
No, yeah, you know Alex Don Jones. Or Rob Odin.
No.
Oh, he's their brother. But
I know Rob, yeah.
Yeah, he's Rob's brother. He's a lot like us, where he's super interested in a lot of subjects. So like he just digests and consumes all this information.
I don't digest any of it.
No,
I just consume it and then I forget it.
And then you shit it out. You shit it out and just play Halo.
Yeah.
But he was telling me about this documentary that was talking about how like if humans didn't exist, what would happen with the world? And like if humans were just wiped out overnight, what would happen? And apparently, like, obviously overgrowth would take over, but big cats would reign supreme because they're just perfect predators.
Yeah, dude. And they're big.
Yeah. And that's what's fucking scary, is that in those jungles, the jaguar is the apex predator, and now all of a sudden these chimpanzees are learning how to just fucking destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, over all this evolution, like, we're kind of watching not evolution, but, like, adaptation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got it all figured out, man.
Sounds stupid, but if you had, like, a cat the size of King Kong, that would fuck shit.
That's ballgame, that's it.
Yeah.
Call it.
There isn't even a movie like that. There's no movie with a gigantic, monstrous cat.
Yeah.
That's true.
Seems kind of silly, but it would totally fuck shit up.
They're savage shit. Even house cats are.
Well, like spaghetti kills shit that's twice his size.
Yeah.
Uncle Wes was telling me about how there was that family of foxes behind the house, and Spaghetti was just like lounging.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Spaghetti was lounging around in the backyard, and Uncle Wes was sitting out there with Coco. Coco went to the bathroom, and this fox was coming up and encroaching, and he looked over and Spaghetti was gone, and then like 30 seconds later, he was just like on this fucking, you know, mama fox.
Yeah.
And just killed it and left it there. Yeah, like, didn't even, like, was just like, yeah, fuck it.
Oh, God. Yeah, my work is brutal.
Yeah, Spaghetti's a motherfucker. And the funniest shit was when Spaghetti and Marley would work together, because Marley would fuck shit up, too.
They're like velociraptors.
Yeah, he'd go after, like, skunks and raccoons and shit. Yeah.
Clever girl.
Marley would like distract him and Spaghetti would come up just
yeah. Yeah.
Watching cats kill shit is crazy because they just know how to kill things.
Yeah.
Like innately they know how to kill things.
It's just they're supposed to.
Yeah.
They got fish hook claws.
Yeah.
That's great.
Retractable.
That's why like dogs are afraid of them.
Yeah.
Dogs only got like the one weapon of like they got a good clamp. Bite.
Give them the clamps.
The clamps.
But cats are more like they'll cause more pain, which will intimidate the dog or whatever
and
they're going
against.
It almost
seems like cats have an extreme, not that I know from experience, but from what I've...
Pain tolerance?
Yes, they have an extremely high tolerance to pain.
Yeah.
They're quick.
Your cat's a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, he's a douche.
He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Well, they're quick, and they also, like, are just really, like, they're so fast that, like, they can just...
Yeah,
do it all real fast, and you don't have any time
to
react.
They're like Kung Fu Masters and shit. They're like It Man.
Yeah, it's like all they charge up and then.
No, like, but fucking Cass's cat. If they didn't trim his claws the day before I went over there, I would have died in front of Cass and Danny because
I'm sitting
out there for like 30 seconds, and I sit down and I see him come near me, and I'm like, oh fuck! And I look at Cass, and I'm like. And then he sees me, and he, like, rubs up against me, and I'm like, oh, he's fine. I'm not moving. And then all of a sudden, it's
don't move.
Like, claws from elbow down, and then he's scurrying,
you
scratching
have to wear,
the shit out of me, and then he sprints away.
To have a cat, you have to wear steel plating at all times.
Yeah, you have to wear fucking chain
knight's
man.
Armor, yeah.
Yeah, fucking A.
All right, that's it, I guess. Are we going to do another part, or what? What time is it?
I'm down to keep going. It's only 11:30.
We can do an hour.
To do tomorrow is go to calling hours, so...
Oh, okay.
But that's not too early.
Way to bring us down. ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.